I sat down with Sister Susan McCarthy to talk about her favorite songs, as well as the relationship between music and her religious life.
I do enjoy a lot of different kinds of music. Mm-hmm. I enjoy a lot of instrumental music. Mm. I enjoy smooth jazz.
Mm, me too.
I enjoy classical music, although I don't know a lot of it, but I do enjoy it. I enjoy learning about it. I enjoy, I listen to the opera a lot, many times on Saturday. So there are a lot of different ways that I do enjoy music. And I was thinking, as I was thinking about this, I remember growing up in our household where, oh, I wish I had looked up the name of this show. There was a show on, I want to say Saturday night, but there were a whole lot of like crooners or singers, and they would sing every Saturday night.
Lucky Strike presents Your Hit Parade. The top tunes all over America, as determined by Your Hit Parade survey, which checks the bestsellers in sheet music and phonograph records, the songs most heard on the air, and the songs most played on the automatic coin machines. An accurate, authentic tabulation of America's taste in popular music. Your Hit Parade.
My mother and father, especially my father, got such a kick out of it. And that was, in those days, you only had one television. Mm-hmm. And I was the oldest of nine.
Oh, wow.
So we would all be sitting around, and that's what we did on Saturday night, and listen to all these different songs. And they were just, and it was funny, the other night, I was listening to the TV station, and PBS was talking about the music of the 50s, and a lot of those crooners were there.
Totally.
It's really funny. So I enjoy all of that. And the song that I think is probably means the most to me at this particular stage in my life as I grow older and grow and I'm interested in deepening my own relationship with God, which my religious life is all about, a relationship with God. A song that really has come to mean a lot to me is this song by Anne Murray. I think it's difficult for people who are not religious to understand, but my whole purpose in life is to grow in my relationship with God and to deepen that. And so maybe you can just hear the words.
Yeah, I would love to listen to it. Do you mind if I just play a little bit of it?
Sure.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other, I fell in love.
Like the you in that song is God?
Yes. So
the
it's about relate. It's about developing and strengthening my relationship with God, and it has nothing to do with male or female. It just has to do with a spiritual person that is helping me to be a better person.
Mm-hmm. I love that, the line of, you know, could I have this dance for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
It's a nice image.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing with God.
Yeah. So that's a song that I would say means the most to me, although mm-hmm. there's just a lot of music that I like a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I like the it's a little country.
Yes. Oh,
also.
I like Ian. I love Ian Murray.
Yeah. I don't know her.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a Canadian singer.
Oh, cool. Well, would you want to talk a little bit about how you became a nun?
Well, I grew up in a religious family, mostly through my father. My father was a very religious person. And, I mean, recently, my brothers and sisters and I, we text back and forth. And my father's birthday was June 3rd, and we had little memories of him that we shared. And one of the ones that I remember that I think really probably meant a lot to all of us, although we never talked about it. Mm-hmm. Every night before my father went to bed, he was on his knees mm-hmm. and praying before he went to bed. Mm-hmm. I tried to do that in the beginning part of my life, but I don't do that. I'm not on my knees anymore.
Sure.
But anyway, we went to Catholic school, mm-hmm. and I found this community of sisters that I belonged to. Mm-hmm. They were teaching in the elementary school, and then I went on to the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very impressed with them. They had a commitment to compassion,
mm-hmm.
and that was something that interested me. I had I thought about joining the Mary Knoll sisters. Mm-hmm. But that was too far away, and it would be
sure.
too far away from my family.
Yeah, where did you grow up?
I grew up in White Plains.
Mm, cool.
I was born in Boston,
mm.
and then my father's job brought him to New York City. So we all grew up in White Plains. And we always brag that our parents took really good care of us. We don't know how my father did it, because he put us all through Catholic school.
Mm.
And, I mean, there were a lot of, we didn't have a lot of extras in life, but we had always good food and good health care.
Yeah.
We were well taken care of and well loved.
Mm.
So anyway, I entered after high school, and this year,
what was it called? What was the convent?
The community is called the Sisters okay. of Divine Compassion.
Okay.
Religious of Divine mm-hmm. Compassion. And this year I'll celebrate my 60th anniversary.
Wow, that's awesome.
60 years. I used to babysit for this man, and he said to me when I was babysitting, he said, "You won't last 6 months." So I always wanted to find him and say,
yeah.
I made it.
That's great.
Anyway,
yeah.
So
did you work? Did you teach at all?
When I was in the community, in the mm-hmm. convent, yes.
Yeah.
I began as a teacher. Mm-hmm. That's what mostly we did.
Mm-hmm.
And then after about, I taught in elementary school for 2 years. And then I thought, you know, I kept pushing myself, and I thought it would be great if I taught in high school. So I moved into mm-hmm. high school. And I taught in the Bronx.
Mm.
We had a high school in the Bronx, and we had a high school in White Plains, the one I had gone to.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 25 years, I had a real interest in working with the poor. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for doing some form of pastoral ministry. I went to Fordham University
mm.
and got a degree in pastoral ministry. And on my 25th anniversary year, I moved into parish work down in Manhattan.
Hmm.
And I worked in Manhattan for 3 years, and then in different parishes in the Bronx. And after about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years of that, I looked into this opportunity to travel and promote scripture study around the country.
Cool.
And I interviewed on the phone with somebody, with the director, and we hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
and she invited me to come out to Little Rock, Arkansas, where it was stationed. And the leadership in my community was encouraging me to go and look. Mm-hmm. And I ended up staying out there 7 years, working
in
there
Arkansas?
For 7 years, yeah.
Wow.
And it was a wonderful experience because I got to see the middle of the country, mm-hmm. what they call flyover country, and I get to know the people there. But because of my work, I did travel and I did promote scripture study around the country. This was a method of Catholic Bible study mm-hmm. that was developed in Little Rock. And it was the most widely used Bible study at that time. It was used in small groups. And my job was to go around the country and provide workshops in different dioceses around the country. So I spent a lot of weekends traveling to different parts of the country doing that Ooh. Kind of thing.
Where was your favorite place to go?
To visit?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to say because there's so many nice areas of our country. And, you know, one of the hard parts was this was a weekend kind mm-hmm. of thing where I would fly in on a Friday. I would do the workshop on a Saturday. Maybe I could get out on a Saturday night,
sure.
but in those days, usually they wanted to wait and go back on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you didn't get a chance to see much. Although, mm-hmm. the very first weekend that I worked, not the very first, but one of the very first, we went to Canada to do workshops in Canada.
Cool.
In Calgary. And I said to my boss, I am not going to Calgary and stay and see some of the beautiful places around mm-hmm. here. And she said, well, I can't afford it. And I said, well, I'm going to rent a car and I'm going to have a hotel room. You can stay in my hotel room and you can travel in my car. So we stayed an extra 36 hours.
Wow.
And we went to Banff, Lake Louise, mm-hmm. and we traveled on the glacier. There's a glacier there that we went to and everything. So that was a really beautiful place. Every once in a while, you know, I play Sudoku when I play Canasta.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm playing Canasta online, I have a recollection of one of those places that mm-hmm. I stayed at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like anything fancy or anything, mm-hmm. but it's just a pleasant memory of being together with people that I liked, you
yeah,
know, and doing
sure.
things.
And seeing
you know?
Different places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever get to Minnesota? That's where I'm from.
Yes.
You did?
Yes, because our publishers are from Minnesota.
Oh, cool.
Liturgical Press.
Oh, interesting.
There are still a lot of states I haven't been to, and
mm-hmm.
I regret that because I don't think I'm going to get to them at this mm-hmm. point. But I did get to visit a lot of different states that I was happy about.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of different ways. Honestly, my take on the world is that people are about the same all over. They're good and bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's
mm-hmm.
it's the same all over. It's all
yeah,
over,
people,
no matter
people.
What state you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how you treat one another, I think, mm-hmm. that really makes a big difference.
But I have this day.